Start with item one.
Item number one, Org Unit 1021, County Executive Veterans Service Office, page 62. This budget was laid over on October 15th, 2013.
Morning.
Good morning, Chairperson. Jim Duff, Milwaukee County Veterans Service Office. Thank you for putting me in the leadoff spot today. Appreciate that. Our budget is not very elaborate. It fully meets our staffing needs and provides for us to provide the services and outreach that we do to the veterans and families of veterans in Milwaukee County. The one significant change is an increase in the Needy Veterans Fund that's mandated by state statute, the program, not the amount. It was first funded about 6-7 years ago, approximately $7,000. This year it will be $30,000, and that's very much appreciated. Last year that program provided grants in 2012 to 48 grants that kept veterans from being evicted from apartments or paid their utility bills. In 2012, we had a anonymous donation from a area veteran of $10,000. So it actually put it that grant fund that year in the realm of what it will be next year. So we're looking to provide up to upwards of 50 grants to veterans in 2014. This year, with the $18,500 in the program, we've provided 33 grants through October 16th. Again, keeping veterans in their apartments and providing for their energy to be kept up. Subject to any questions.
Supervisor Drizik.
First of all, I want to thank you. I know you had some rough days with some of the government shutdowns, so thank you for your efforts. And I don't know, did you actually use the War Memorial Center?
No, we work for Milwaukee County, so we're fully funded. The federal shutdown did not affect us at all. However, many veterans in the community don't realize that there are state and county veterans agencies that were unaffected. So actually, our business kind of quieted down during the past 2 weeks. So happy to have the federal government back open.
Yeah, and I knew that the War Memorial, I guess, had actually offered space, and your office, you're saying, was open.
Right.
Thank you, and I'm sorry they had that hassle. But yeah. Couple questions that I have. First of all, the War Memorial Corporation did get additional funds, partly through the agreements that we reached. It's my point of view that the additional funds are to be used for veterans programming. And it's my hope that you will be vigilant on, perhaps monitoring the programming that's offered and so on. I'll be interested next year to see what extra programming was offered. And I don't know if you have a reaction to that. It's just kind of a comment from my point of view.
Yeah, I guess historically the War Memorial Center has not had a role or purpose in providing programs or benefits or services, so I find it interesting that is a new provision. And I'll certainly monitor that and report back to you, ma'am.
Right. Well, some of the talk was Dry Hooch would have a space there, possibly some additional counseling services for homeless. And I do note that there is a program in the housing department to capture some money. I believe it's through HUD for homeless veterans,
yes,
but
ma'am.
They can't just get the HUD money without providing some support services with it. Are you involved with that program?
Not directly. I'm aware of it, though. I'm aware of Dry Hooch, and they're now they have an office at the War Memorial Center as well as does the USO again. So.
So your office is not involved with any of that that HUD money that's coming in for homelessness?
No, ma'am.
Any other questions or comments? No, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.